This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Now, recently in Windermere, there was an event for blind and partially sighted people, and it was arranged by a guy called Peter Bennett. Peter is blind himself. Coming up, we're going to hear from Peter, and we're going to meet some people who attended the event to find out how they could set up local events in their area for blind and partially sighted people where they live. But first, let's find out from some of the other people who attended what they thought of the Windermere Manor RNIB Connect event.
It was a fantastic weekend and very well organised, and we're looking forward to the next one.
I've had a fantastic time with wonderful people.
The staff here are superb.
10 out of 10.
What's been your favourite thing?
Everything. Can't fault anything.
I've enjoyed the weekend. Everything has been my favourite thing.
I've really enjoyed meeting new people. It's been a marvellous weekend and everybody's been wonderful.
Had a lovely time and it's been absolutely wonderful. Can't fault anything.
So I think it's fair to say it was a success. Well, let's hear from Peter Bennett, who organised the event. He's been talking to Danielle and Natasha from RNIB Connect.
Hi everyone, we're here at Windermere Manor and we've got the host with us now for a quick interview. So do you just want to tell us who you are?
My name's Peter Bennett and I live in South Shields in the northeast of England.
And what sort of what made you want to plan this weekend?
Well, blind and partially sighted people were telling me during 2016 that there wasn't much happening with RNIB. They were frustrated that the forums had ceased and the Connect community hadn't got underway. And so I just wanted to try to make sure that something happened for blind and partially sighted people in the northeast, because I'm passionate about Connect. I think it's a great concept and I really want it to be successful.
What made you decide to come to Windermere Manor then?
Well, last year we had a trip to Windermere Manor in April and it was very successful and people wanted to come back. But that was the only thing that happened in 2016. And so I thought, well, if people had enjoyed it last year, let's do something similar again. But let's put the focus on some of the issues around, you know, spreading the word. What is Connect? And how can we connect more effectively? And what can we give back to it? And what do we want to get out of it?
So you talk about the Connect themes, and that's one of the things we talked about yesterday. We had some Connect sessions. Do you feel like the response was well received about Connect?
I think there was a lot of positivity around the room in relation to Connect. I think blind and partially sighted people from the northeast expressed some of their frustrations too, which I think is a fair thing, because, you know, at the end of the day, this is our community, this is their community, and we need to hear what they have to say, and, you know, we have to be responsive to what they have to say. But the good thing about this weekend is that it has been led purely by blind and partially sighted people. There's been a lot of blind and partially sighted people here with their supporters, and they have had their voices heard.
And certainly, and I was part of the discussions yesterday and I found it very interesting, you know, to hear about people's experiences and what it is they want from Connect, but also what they can give back. I think that was a really positive spin on the day. And as you said, it is about the community. What would you say maybe are the highlights from the weekend, and what do you see Connect achieving going forward from this?
I think there's been a lot of highlights over the weekend. It's really difficult to pick any one particular thing out other than, you know, the whole weekend has been about blind and partially sighted people coming from all corners of the northeast of England and others from the northwest of England who wanted to join in with us and come to find out what we're all about, which has been absolutely fantastic. So I think when we've been meeting socially in the bar, on the dance floor, in discussion groups, over meal times, whatever it's been, blind and partially sighted people and their supporters have been connecting all of the time. That has been the highlight for me. And I think one little story yesterday, I was talking to one person who actually got the last place. She was on the waiting list and somebody cancelled at the beginning of this week. She was registered blind within the last 4 years. She's a guide dog user. And she's made so many friends here. She's going to be going up to Berwick in a few weeks' time, and she's making arrangements already to meet up with some of our people that have been here this weekend, and I think that that's just absolutely tremendous.
Brilliant. And you can see the positive effects that coming together and community spirit's having on everybody. I think everyone's taking that away from the weekend. If you could take one sort of message away from the weekend, what would it be?
I think that people really do want to connect with one another. It doesn't matter whether they do it in their own homes, in small groups, whether they do it in their own small communities, whether they do it linked to societies across the region, or whether they want to come together on a region-wide basis, which is something that I heard very clearly yesterday. People don't want to just be talking amongst themselves. They want to meet other blind and partially sighted people from across the region and from across the country. They want to share ideas. They want to know what other people are doing. They want to replicate that themselves. And they just want to be part of the community. They want to share experiences and learn from one another.
So for anyone listening to this and they're thinking, oh, I would love to do a Windermere Manor weekend, what would you say to them?
Well, first of all, I'd say the Windermere Manor Hotel is an absolutely fantastic venue. It's warm, it's welcoming, the staff are absolutely fantastic. It's in a beautiful setting and they're so well geared up to the needs of blind and partially sighted people. But that doesn't mean to say that you couldn't be doing this kind of event elsewhere in the country. But certainly to bring blind and partially sighted people together for a weekend like this, where you're living together, where you're socialising together, you're talking together, you're part of discussion groups together. It's just an absolutely amazing experience, and I think everybody here has found it really rewarding.
And for those people who are feeling that maybe they don't have enough confidence to kind of make the first steps in their communities, as a connector yourself, what would you say to those people?
Well, just get involved, really, because we've got people here this weekend who have never been part of any of these kind of discussions before, and blind and partially sighted people who haven't been active within RNIB, haven't been active within societies or other groups who've found the whole experience truly valuable. And people, you know, it's just amazing to see shy, timid people up on the dance floor, bopping around and having a great time, but talking to one another and so relaxed in the company of one another. That's just such a good way to improve confidence of blind and partially sighted people, so that they, feeling comfortable with one another, they can begin to talk about those things that really matter to them.
Well, on behalf of Connect, thank you for planning the event, and I'm sure everyone is thrilled and had a lovely time, so thank you very much.
We particularly enjoyed the wine tasting, so that was thank you for that.
Thanks for teaching me your dance moves.
Yes, thank you very much.
Peter Bennett there, giving dance move lessons and wine tasting events to Danielle and Natasha. Wow, what a hard working weekend that was. Well, let's now hear from two ladies who attended. To find out all about RNIB Connect, also to find out how they could meet other blind and partially sighted people themselves, but perhaps even more importantly than all of that, how they could set up local events in their area.
Thank you for taking part in this interview, ladies. Just want to let the listeners know that we're here at Windermere Manor on a Connect Northeast weekend. And Jill and Sue are here on their jollies this weekend, having a great time. Can you just tell us how you heard about the weekend?
Yes, it was in the Blind Society where we both attend in Sunderland. It was in their newsletter put forward by their rehab officer, I think it was. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. I'm a member of RNIB Connect online anyway. I get the newsletter online anyway. But I thought, I don't know enough about it myself, so I want to find out more about it. Mentioned it to Sue. And we said, yeah, go for it. It's a weekend away and we'll find out more and hopefully we get something from it.
I got it from the RNIB newsletter. It was just a one page. Actually came out and told me a bit of information about it, what was happening and how to get there.
Brilliant. So you actually heard about it through our own services?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. And are you glad you came?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What's been the best bit so far?
You can say wine tasting.
No, I didn't bother. I love us, actually. I'm a very sociable person by nature. I get told I talk too much anyway, but the interaction with other people, like-minded people, and find out, it's frustrating because I haven't got anything in the very close vicinity to where I live. I've tried to think about getting things connected to sort it out myself, but it's finding the people. Although you know there's people out there in the same position as you, it's getting the connection with those people to say, look, I feel like doing this. How about making a group up and doing this between us and see what we want to do, where we want to go, what we want out of it. Mm-hmm. It's given us the advice and help over the weekend to be able to do that, the information to do that from such as yourselves. But it's also the social side of it, just interacting with other people, but in an environment that's not stressful.
Mm. You talk about making connections with new people, and obviously, you know, it is quite a thing for us not to be able to reach many people. So mm-hmm. have you come up with any sort of practical ideas from listening to other people this weekend and how you might now connect with your local community?
Well, as I say, I mean, we both are members of the Blind Society, and we're on about going and seeing the manager of our local Blind Society to say to him, look, this is what RNIB are doing. Can we put out more information through the Blind Society? And the other thing that Sue and me find is that there's not very many people of our age. So it's trying to find ways of connecting with people of our own age. Mm. And you see other groups like the... what's this site one that we've just been talking to, Linda and Sue, up at Gateshead Way, Newcastle Way, mm-hmm. and what they've done. So you pick people's brains like that and find out where they started from. It's how to start it and where to get the information of the people to start it with.
Mm-hmm. And do you think this weekend's given you more confidence to be able to do that now?
It gives us the enthusiasm and confidence to do it, but then it's a case of what we've just been saying a few minutes ago. It's a case of not burning yourself out by doing it and hitting a brick wall. Mm-hmm. It's the brick wall that you keep hitting. And as visually impaired people, and I've done it, you know, I've been visually impaired from birth, so you get tired of being the guinea pig and hitting that brick wall. All you want is a little bit of an opening where people can give you some idea of how you can get this information. And then you say, right, I've got something to go on now. I'm willing to go out and do that and say to people, this is what we're open to do.
Yeah, and you know, it's very clear from speaking with you guys and a lot of people here that you have that enthusiasm and you really do want services to be as local as you know, as your doorstep. And I'm sure there's plenty of people listening to this who are thinking exactly the same thing. How do I reach out to people? How do I find out what's going on locally?
Exactly.
And you've mentioned partnership working, and I think linking in with your local blind society is a really good place to start doing that. And now you've mentioned that you have the confidence to approach the manager there. So what ideas do you think you'll be giving him?
I think it'll be a case of, like, we'll go back, we'll make notes before we actually go in, and we'll sort of tell them everything that everybody else has mentioned, how they're getting on. And
we're standing still.
And can we sort of do anything to group together to make, like, a connection, sort of like a bigger place, the blind to be able to connect to and make it a lot better.
Mm. And accessible. Yeah.
Mm. And for the sake of the listeners, what is your local blind society and where are they located?
Right, well, I live in County Durham, I live in Seaham. We used to have a blind society in Durham, which is too far away for me anyway, because by bus you're talking about an hour and a half for me to get to it, plus I don't go out by myself anyway. By taxi, you'll be talking about £25 to £30 each way, which is just economically not possible. Mm. My closest one is Sunderland, which is the one we both go to, where my husband takes us on a Wednesday morning, and then I come back out with somebody else on the afternoon. So even then, you're talking about, it would cost me on average between £10 and £15 for a taxi to go there. Mm. And I haven't got the confidence anymore to go independently outside like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is the local one to me, which is, like I say, about
once a month.
Yeah, once a month is the coffee morning. I do a little bit of IT mentoring there,
for the apple products once a week. But as I say, the coffee morning's once a month. And the problem being yet again is the majority of people who go there are over 65-year-old.
Mm. And what sort of things would you like to be going on in your area? What do you think you'd like to go to more?
Well, I like doing handicrafts. I enjoy crafts. I used to do a lot of knitting and crocheting, which I can't do now because I've got spondylosis of the neck. Mm. But I do like doing things with my hands and learning how to do things. I enjoy doing courses, but unfortunately, because I've got a degree, well, 2 degrees, now when you apply for even a simple course, even though it's got nothing to do with where I've studied, my line of study, you're told you're overqualified.
Mm.
So it's something to keep my brain active, but something also to go out and about a little bit with a group of, like, as I say, we've come here this weekend, we're both visually impaired. Sue has got a little bit of sight, so she is my guide.
Mm.
But that's all I need, a little bit of confidence with somebody who has a little bit of sight. And I will go out and about and do things. And therefore, it's the same thing. I'm not a person who wants to sit back and drone on about all the things that's gone on in my life and the problems I've had, because I've had my fair share like everybody else has. I prefer to be happy-go-lucky and just go and enjoy life and make something of life.
And that's really what we've sensed from you, you know, in even just meeting you in the last half hour, that you are really driven and you're not going to sit back, are you?
Yeah.
And do you think that's something positive to come out of this weekend, is you're here listening to other people who are in similar positions to yourself, and that element of peer support, do you think that's helped you at all this weekend?
Well, it has, but I have to be honest and also say that my motto in life has always been, where there's a will, there's a way. And I am very, very down-minded. If I put my mind to something and I want to do something, I will do it. It does give you confidence when you see other people have succeeded in the kind of things that you would like to do.
So if there was somebody listening who's looking at maybe start doing a weekend like this or coming to a weekend like this, what advice would you give them?
Go for it, do it, because if you don't do it, you'll never meet other people and you'll never get out and about. You have to take risks in life and you don't know what's going to happen when you come to somewhere like this, but it's either that or you sit at home and vegetate.
I think it's also a case of you've come not really knowing what to expect, because this is my first time here, and I think sort of like I've learned a lot of what goes on in other groups, what goes on with yourselves, and how people actually manage their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's you do learn a lot.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
And if you would like to find out more about RNIB Connect, here's some information.
RNIB Connect is a growing community that brings together everyone affected by sight loss. And you can now connect with the community online. Share your thoughts in blogs and discussions and hear great stories from across your community, including friends, families and carers. Best of all, it's free to join. Discuss anything from tech and travel to work and parenting. Your RNIB Connect online community is a space for everyone to share local news and information and bring people with similar experiences together. Your contributions will really help to bring it to life. So, join in the buzz at rnib.org.uk/connect. Or to find out more, speak to your Connect team. Email connect@rnib.org.uk or call 0303 1234 555.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.